Can you hear that? There it is again. That's the 150 or so Northwestern fans that came, all whooping it up in our stadium. Oh, it hurts so much. God, it hurts. Oh, man, oh, man. Student section, God bless those 110 kids who drove back to campus for the game. But you just, you know, man, oh, man, it's just so hard. So let's see. At home this year, we beat Miami, Ohio, and Cincy and SIU. And that's it. And their fan bases didn't travel. None of the three traveled. So that's four fan bases that traveled and get to celebrate on our field. Man. And this one's Northwestern. One first, like, at third down play, they're going to run it. Fitzy's being conservative, like he always is. He was conservative on the first drive, and they kicked it back to us. Then it's third and seven, one stop there, and we got 2 minutes after a punt to go 80 yards and make a game of this, and they got the first down. And the whole game comes down to one mistake, one turnover, Nate's interception. He knows it's a bad throw. But, oh, man. Just so hard. Like, I pour so much into this. Why do we have now reached the portion of the post-game recording where Robert questions why he does this to himself year after year for the last 31 years. Why do I do this to myself? Like, I'm going to be at spring practice. Any practice they open, I'm going to go to Chicago if we can. I'm going to tear through the depth chart tomorrow. I'm going to figure out what's going to work and figure out how Lunt. And again, I'm not in a fire Beckman position. I don't believe in just dumping a guy after 2 years unless it's a total losing every game by 40 clown show. But this season, you know, it's really easy. Gosh, this season, here's what it comes down to. End of the Penn State game. We get the ball. We force the fumble at the goal line. We get the ball back, and we can't get the first down. We punt. They tie. Goes to overtime. They win. We get the ball back at the end of the first half after Northwestern missed their fake try. And at first, looks like we're going to go for it, and then we hustle up. Yep, that's them cheering the hat, by the way, the LOL hat. You know, we get to, you know, We get the ball at the 5 with a minute left in the first half and snap the ball quickly on second down instead of letting, if we're going to let the clock run, let that play clock run all the way to 0. We didn't. It gave them enough time to get a field goal, and oh, look at that. We lost by 3. So it's just so, like, oh my gosh, it's just so hard, like, to have it right there. Those, you know, play it smart there. And play it better on the goal line at Penn State. And we're 6-6. I mean, it's so different. But it's the little things, you know. It's the little things. And that was that. It's now all over. No practices, no nothing. You know, the only bright side, and again, I've been saying this over and over and over, the only bright side is you get nearly everyone back. We'll return more next year than any year since, I guess, maybe 06 we returned a lot. No, we had more seniors than 10 seniors back then. So, where I usually say Beckman gets 4 to 5 years to see if he can turn this program around, I'm now in the position of it has to be next year. You return everyone. You return. You add Wes Lunt. You have Lunt or Bailey at quarterback. All you really have to do is get some help from JUCO receivers and find a linebacker to replace Brown, and you get the entire team back. Kickers, specialists, everything. Everyone comes back. Next year, it's time to prove. Next year, it's time to go. For now, it's just more pain. Go, Liner.